Good evening and good morning, and welcome to episode number 3 of the Live and Breathe Horse Racing Facebook podcast. And a couple little housekeeping notes that we have to get through. Number one, understand that the Facebook group is one of those groups where we just want everyone to have fun. There's no need to name call. There's no name, no need to just because somebody disagrees with you or that you have a different opinion that you need to go and attack them. We're all out here to have fun. We're all out here to learn. And that's what makes this Facebook site so awesome and great. Number two, this episode, this podcast can now be listened to on Anchor, Spotify, and Pocket Cast. So now it's gone from Anchor to two other ones. We're hoping to be able to get approved for Apple iTunes soon, which would be really cool, or the podcast. And then we would have four different ways of people to listen to us and hear us at all times. With that said, let's go right into it. And we are going to discuss certain websites that you can go to get your information. Understand that most of the websites do charge. Now, what I will say is this, and this is a caveat. If you are betting at an ADW, and by ADW, I mean advanced deposit wagering, such as TwinSpires.com, BetExpress, the DRF Bets, BetAmerica, any of those sites, and Naira Bets, most of those will offer you a great opportunity to get the race, get the Equibase or the BreezeNet past performances for free, provided that you make one wager on that card that you're downloading. Now, with that said, let's go right to certain websites, and we're going to start with obviously the oldest one that I can think of, and that's the Daily Racing Form. Now, the Daily Racing Form has two different things that you can do. You can do the Daily Racing Form Classic, which is something that I used to use, and you can use the Daily Racing Form Formulator. Now, the Formulator PPs are great if you want to go ahead and spend as much money as you do, as much money as they're offering to do, as they're offering for. And just to give you a glimpse or a thought process as far as comparing the plans are concerned, with a DRF Classic, you are looking at about $3.50 to purchase just one race card for one track. The DRF Formulator is almost $5. And the one cool thing is you get all the running lines and the workout histories, and you get all the buyer speed figures. And then they also now have the DRF Timeform US, which is a relatively new site. And that one is $350. Now, I will say about the DRF Timeform US, the one cool thing is that they actually give you a place where you can actually decide which horses you like first or which horses you like second and which horses you may not like at all, to where you can just put them in a certain situation. You can do that with DRF Formulator as well. Can't do that with Classic. But for the price, I would definitely go with the Classic more than the Formulator, and I'll explain why. Number one, the Classic is your classic one. You get the 12 running lines. You're going to probably print it out. You can PDF it, all of that. Or you can PDF the site, and it works wonders. I like Timeform US, but you have to understand what you're looking at that, and one day we'll get through that, and maybe I'll even have Craig on to discuss it. And then the DRF Formulator, it's great if you want to go and you want to look at past performances and race reviews and all that, but, I mean, if you're really, really a serious handicapper and you want to, and you're going to play the DRF Formulator, then you're probably looking at quite a bit of money as far as that's concerned. You're looking at just $46 just for a 10 card plan for a quarterly. So, you know, that kind of adds up if you're going to do quarterly unlimiteds and something like that. I think you're looking at around $500. It's $540 just to do the DRF formulator. So you're going to take that into account as far as that's concerned. You're going to say, that's $540. Time Form, it's probably about $100 for every month. Time Form US, which isn't too bad. Now, one of the other sites that you can use is actually Equibase, and they actually have two different situations, or two different racetrack, or two different past performance companies that you can use. The first one is their own, the Equibase, and Equibase has two different stylings of it. They have the normal one, which you don't get very much information, and then they have their plus kind of package. And with the Equibase, the main Equibase premium package, as far as that's concerned, you're looking at probably per day, I think you're looking at like $3.50, or per day you're looking at $2.50, but if you get a day pass, it's $6.25. So that's pretty cool. But if you want a subscription for the entire premium for 3 months, you're looking at $80. But I'm going to be completely honest. Actually, it's $100 for the Equibase premium with the program and all that. And you're looking at about $280 for 3 months for that. So, I mean, it's a lot cheaper, but you're not getting race results. You're not getting any of that. Now, me personally, I love Stats Race Lens, and I'll tell you why. Stats Race Lens is probably the best site if you are a serious handicapper. And it's a big, big reason why I think I've improved in the last, I'd say, 6 months to 8 months when it comes to a lot of stuff. The main reason, is, the best reason why is it's got a lot of different angles and research options that you can use as far as every race is concerned. I don't know where you can get all of the information you are possibly getting in one little spot. And, you know, if you have first-time starters that, you know, are basically homebreds, the old way of doing it is going to Equibase or going to Pedigree Query or going and purchasing a ton of money at on different sites like Equiline to try to get all of the progeny. And now Equibase has done it to where if you click on the dam's name, you'll end up getting all the horses that she's had running that have made it to the racetrack. And then there are different sorts. You can look at the dam's past performances. You can look at all the progeny that they've had. You can look at all of the dam's babies that they've had. All of the dam's, or I'm sorry, not the dam's, the sire's babies. You can look at the sire's ex past performances. You can make angles that benefit you, like, you know, first race away from Peter Miller, you know, or second race away from Peter Miller. What's the angle? Is it a good angle? Is it a bad angle? Can I throw that horse out because that horse just doesn't offer value once he's away for 2 weeks or two races? There's all these types. First time Navarro, first time away from Navarro, first time when they go from Asmussen to Broberg. These are great angles to use. Because, you know, you're looking for an edge. If you're a professional gambler, you are looking for an edge, and this is the way you look for the edge. So that's why I recommend, that's why one of the reasons why I like Stats Race Lens is because you can make all these angles and make them perfect. Now, with that in mind, they also give you three different types of past performance options that you can have. You can have Equibase, you can have Trackmaster, and you can have Stats as far as the three ways that you look at the past performances on their website. You can get race replays right there on the website. You can go and you can look at the chart lines and the running lines of every single race that's ever been run by that horse and say, okay, I want to see what this horse did on this date. Click it and you can see. And then you can look at all the other horses and go, or you can even look at another horse in that race, click it and see if they won the next time or how many races afterwards that they finally win, break their maiden after horse A broke their maiden. It's quite a remarkable tool. I personally love it. So that is one way I do it. Now, the other way I do it is because I am an analyst with racingwithbruno.com or with the works.online, whichever one you want to go to ever. You are able to do quite a bit there when it comes to that. And the one thing that you have to understand is that it's good to have more than one site as far as that's concerned. And I will give you a good example of what I mean. You have a situation like Stats Racelands. Let's say you have the Stats Racelands. Let's say you have the DRF Classic or the BreezeNet. Now, you have one of those. You have the Stats Racelands because you want to see races. And you're like, man, I need a workout report. I need to get some analysis. I need a third race that could supplement my thought process. Well, with the works.online, you get 100 credits or 30 days credits or daily credits. And if you download the full 1 day race card, it's $15, $16. But if you do it for like 30 days and it's all inclusive and you don't have to worry about anything, it's $150. What's even better is that if you're a member, you get free PPs for every racetrack that we cover or that Racing with Bruno covers. You get Delta figures. You're going to get a Podcast Central for that website as well. It's important to have. And I know there's other clocker reports and all this, but to be honest with you, the one good thing about that one website, the Racing with Bruno website, is that we all, as far as that's concerned, is that we all play what we say what we like. So I'm not going to turn around and make a change and say I like X horse on the analysis sheet and then turn around and bet Y horse because all of a sudden I decided that the Y horse was going to beat the X horse, and I gave you the X horse, and it doesn't win. I take pride in it, so that's another reason why I think it's a good website. Now, with that said, you're sitting here going, oh my God, you've given me so much. What am I supposed to do? I don't know what I'm supposed to do. Here's the best thing. Purchase, if you really want, go with the main standby, because I know that certain times it's a great site. You go to DRF, you get the past performances. The reason why I say that is because on a very, very soon podcast, probably in the next couple days, I'm going to break down everything that you have to know about what to look for on that DRF racing past performance list. And I'm going to also discuss the conditions as far as how do you read a condition? What do you do on a condition? How is it that you think of condition and you look at it and go, okay, why does this horse fit and this one doesn't, but yet this horse might be in better form than the one that you think fits? And that's really important because that offers value for you as a bettor is concerned. With that said, I appreciate you listening. I think it's a wonderful idea to have these. Please begin to start telling your friends that are wanting to get into the horse racing business or the gambling sites or the gambling aspect of it. I apologize for this being only 15 minutes. The main reason why this is only 15 minutes is because it's 1 o'clock here on the East Coast. It's been a long day. We've had a tornado warning and where I'm staying at, and I basically hadn't left until like 10 o'clock in the evening to go get something to eat because I was afraid of a tornado taking off my car. So with that said, enjoy your day, enjoy your night. We will come back Saturday morning or tomorrow night, and we will discuss the big Oaklawn racing card. We'll discuss the four big races on the card, which are the Azari, the two Rebel divisions, and the Essex. And with that said, enjoy the rest of your day today on Friday. Please tell your friends about this. Let them go to the site. They can go and pick it up and listen to it. And if you have any comments, concerns, questions, please post them on to the Facebook group page, or you can send me a tweet at @avillanueva3rd, and I will be more than happy to answer anything. I'm pretty much free to do that for you. And if you are in the Kentucky area tomorrow, I will more than likely be at Turfway Park tomorrow night. So please feel free to come and visit and spend whatever time we have just discussing racing and all that fun stuff. So have a good day.